Well, it's been a rough week in Baltimore sports, so I thought everyone could use a little cheering up. And I don't know about you, but when I need to be cheered up, there's only one person I turn to. And he's number 10 for the Baltimore Orioles. He plays center field at Camden Yards. He is Mr. Jones, as they call him. Adam Jones joins us right now. Adam, how are you?
I'm good. You sound like you need more cowbell.
I do need more. So you saw the Christopher Walken on Peter Pan last night, Adam.
On Peter Pan? No. I didn't see the Peter Pan. I know you did in your dun-duns. So, having fun, you and your dog. So, you definitely watched that sipping mimosas late night.
Well, I was working here late night doing television, and it was on our TV airwaves, so it was hard not to see. We'll get into that a little later on. But, Adam, how are you right now? How's the off season going?
Me? Hey, everything is good. I'm healthy. Family's good. So pretty much that's what I pay attention to, and so far so good right now.
Have you started getting your workouts in, taking swings in the cage yet, or is it way too early for that?
Oh, it's way too early to start hitting. So I'm just starting to move around, get this body back in better shape, get that Thanksgiving pounds off, and get ready for another 162.
So I had the Baltimore Bomb. I brought it to my parents' Thanksgiving dinner from Dangerously Delicious Pies. It was incredible. It was amazing. It's better cold than hot, though. I don't know if you've tried it both ways. It was better a day later after being in the fridge, but that is one of their best. Wouldn't you agree?
All their pies are good. Most food is better a day later.
A lot of it is.
Like spaghetti?
Spaghetti, I was going to say. All pasta, pizza can be better the next day.
Yeah. So, hey. Just trying to help out and feed everybody. You know what I mean? I'm never going to mess with someone's stomach. I might mess with their head, but I never mess with their stomach. So, I know what I'm talking about when it comes to certain delicatessens. And I'm passing a Bel Air right now, and I really want it. 57, too.
What's your favorite part of the Thanksgiving dinner?
Just the whole family being together, smiles, just the smiles, the conversation. That right there, I don't need much more than that.
Wow, look at you. Adam Jones, all grown up. That's pretty amazing.
What you want me to say? The drinking, the shots, the eggnog being passed.
I was thinking, like, I don't know, turkey, your favorite pie. I was just thinking that's usually your wavelength when it comes to food.
I mean, it's food, so you already know that I'm going in on that. But, as I got older, you start to realize what's important. I got my own family, so, I want to make sure my son is seeing a tradition being born, but I'm happy he doesn't really get it all yet, but he will.
Well, that's pretty amazing stuff. Adam Jones is with us right now on WBAL News Radio 1090. All right, Adam, the news of the week, it kind of started Monday with Nelson Cruz going to Seattle, Nick Markakis Wednesday. Yeah. We complete it today with Andrew Miller becoming a Yankee, so you'll be seeing plenty of Andrew Miller. Unfortunately, that means no Robertson at the back end of that New York bullpen, which you had a lot of success against. The entire Orioles team had a lot of success against. I'm assuming the Yankees don't bring Robertson back. Of course they could. But your thoughts right now on the week where you, as a member of the Orioles, lose three key members of a team that won 96 games?
I mean, hey, it's the business that you got to live in. It's the adjustments you got to make. I mean, we lost our franchise player, and then we lost a huge instrumental part of our success. I think one of the key reasons why we were where we were last year. Then we lost another big reason why we were where we were last year, Nick Miller. So that's three big blows, but it's not knocked us down, you know?
Yeah.
It's not made it a burden on anything. It's just, okay, we gotta make some adjustments. And okay. You know, it's unfortunate to lose those guys. It is, because, I mean, first and foremost, those guys are great people. They're good teammates. They're good in the clubhouse. They're solid with the media. You know, they make things easier for a lot of people. And, you know, by their departure, it's tough pill to swallow, but it's sports. And, you know, the Colts let go of Peyton Manning. So, I mean, what do you think they'll do to what do you think sports is about? If the Colts let go of Peyton Manning.
Right. I think a lot of fans look at this and they think Adam Jones and J.J. Hardy, they're kind of throwing up their hands and saying, all right, that's it. We have no chance in 2015 and beyond. That isn't how players react to this sort of thing. You might be upset or frustrated in the moment, but there's still a pretty good group coming back to Camden Yards next year.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, there's no, like, oh, man, we're like, no, heck no. There ain't none of that. There, most of it is just, hey, we have to do something. And like I said it to Conley the other day, is, you know, when moves happen, like I said, the whole thing with Buck and all that stuff, me signing here long-term and all that stuff, it was all based on the fact that you know, or you have the idea or the trust that he's going to put a competitive team on the field every day. So let's see what they got.
Have you had any conversations with Buck?
Monday, so let's see what they got.
Have you had any conversations with Buck over the last few days?
I haven't. I've reached out to Dan a little bit, talked to him a little bit. With Buck, I know he's dealing with some things back in Texas. So, yeah, it's not my place. Yeah, if I'm that front office guy, but it's not my place to. I'm not evaluating the business. All I can do is say who I want on my team, who I think would fit best with this mold of our team, and we lost three players that fit that exact mold. Now those three, the Braves, the Yankees, and Seattle, are going to get three, not just very very good players, but three guys that are extremely honorable in the clubhouse, respect the game, and, you know, show up to work. So, you know, I was talking to BJ Upton the other day, that, you know, when the deal happened that night, told him, you guys get him somebody that's going to post up every day. You ain't got to worry about him.
Well, speaking of an Upton, let me ask you about two players that have been linked to Baltimore by various national media types, and that is BJ's brother, Justin, and Matt Kemp, outfielder for the Dodgers. Tell me what your thoughts would be about those two joining you in the outfield, possibly. One of those two,
well,
obviously, neither, not both.
I know them both personally, and I've been with them in the last few days, actually. Crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is weird.
But, it's like I said, it'd be great to play with either of those guys. I mean, they're both all-stars, multi all-stars. So, obviously, you know, their skills and their notoriety is well-known, so... I said, if that's the move that the Orioles are making, I mean, there's a move. So, like I said, I'm just going to wait and see. I'm not a GM. I'm a player who's just trying to win. And I know Showalter's a manager who wants to win. And we all have the same love. So let's just see what's going to happen. Because no one knew we were going to get Nelson Cruz. He fell into our lap. No one knew we were going to get Ubaldo. No one knew just the moves that were going to happen. So, you got 3 months with all this, how contracts have started to shift now with all the sabermetrics, how they're metricing and doing all this stuff for contracts. And then people trying to hold out, get more money, they might fall into the laps of us. And like I said, Nelson Cruz had on a one-year deal. You see what he did. He had to go do what he did. And like I said, you never know how this game plays out, but you have to, you got to have faith in Buck and Dan.
Adam Jones, the longest tenured Oriole and the undisputed player face of the franchise right now and future general manager. Adam, thank you so much as always. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and thank you so much for taking time with us.
And celebrate Christmas.
Adam Jones, the one and only. We appreciate it. We'll come back with more next.